there and welcome back to the Smart English Coach podcast. I'm Claire and in this episode I'm going to look at a very common problem in learning English. And this is when you start learning English but then you stop. Now there are lots of reasons why this happens and in this episode we're going to look at some of the reasons and also we're going to look at things that you can do so that you keep learning English. Why does this even happen in the first place when you know that good English has so many benefits for you? I think that there are five main reasons. The first reason is that you get bored. English is no longer a new thing in your life and you just get fed up with it. The second reason is that you don't see progress so easily. There's no end date. There's no finish line. And you think to yourself, well, I'm putting so much effort into English and I don't see any results. So what's the point? Then the third reason is that other things become more important in your life. So maybe you need to spend more time with your children. Maybe you need to take care of someone. Maybe you start a new job. Maybe you need to plan for a wedding or for a holiday or for anything. And then English just becomes less important for you. Perhaps you say to yourself one day, I'm not going to study English today. I've got something more important to do. And then the days when you don't study English become more and more. And finally, you stop English altogether. Reason number four, you start English with good intentions, but you don't have a study habit which works for you. So maybe you think, oh, I'm going to study English for an hour every day. And of course, that becomes impossible. So you just stop. And then the final reason is that perhaps you don't have anyone to study English with. You don't have any accountability, so you just stop. So those are the five really common reasons why you can stop learning English. And for you, it could be one of those reasons, or it could be many of those reasons. But don't give up because there are lots of things that you can do to get back into English and to start making real progress so that you see results. Now, some of the things that you can do are all about how you think about English, but there's also something really practical that you can do. So the first thing that you can do is to create a study habit which works for you. So when I say study habit, I mean it's a habit you know that you're going to study English at a fixed time every day. Maybe you say to yourself, I'm going to study English for 20 minutes after dinner, and you do that every day. Of course, you can make it easier for yourself by making sure that everything is ready for you for when you start studying. Then what works really well is to give yourself a reward. So after you study English for 20 minutes after dinner, then you say to yourself, right, I'm going to have a piece of cake, or I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to watch Netflix. Whatever it is, give yourself a reward for studying. So the second thing that you can do, and I think this is super, super important, is to tell yourself that your aim in learning English is not perfection, but progress. Now, this is really important because if you fixate, if you're obsessed by being perfect, then you're going to be worried about making mistakes. And it means that you're not even going to get started again with English. If you tell yourself that mistakes are not important, then you can keep going with English without worry, without stress. And this is important because it's the action, it's the consistent studying which will bring you results in the future. So remember, progress, not perfection. And the third thing that you can do, and this is also really important, is to protect your time. I often say that English development is self-development because when you improve your English, not only can you do more things in English, which of course is important, but it also has benefits in other areas of your life as well. So with better English, you can get a better job, you can get a promotion, and of course that means more money. You also have more travel opportunities. And there's another thing as well. When you get better at English, you become more confident. You can take more control over your life. And this is one of the greatest benefits that English gives you. So that's why it's also self-development. So protect your time, tell your family, do not disturb me, close the door, lock the door even, so that your time is protected, because English is for you. English will help you in your life. It is that important. Okay, so now moving on to the practical thing that will help you to stay learning English. And this is because when you start with English again, you know that it's going to be a long journey. There's lots to learn, and it can sometimes feel really overwhelming. So for this reason, I've created a 30-day study plan. Now, this study plan is for you if you already have a good level of English. So you're already at, say, intermediate level, but you want to get to advanced level. So what the study day plan is 30 activities which I think are essential to move past intermediate level and to get you to a higher level of English. These 30 activities are separated into three phases. So the first phase is to help you build your confidence in English. So you have 10 activities where you can easily see results. The second phase is a consolidation phase, so it helps you to make your English stronger by reducing any mistakes. And the third phase is a mastery phase, so that you can use English like you use your first language. The 30-day study plan is completely free when you join the Advanced English Membership. And the Advanced English Membership is a collection of 6 courses that will take you to advanced English level. If you're interested and you want to check this out, then I will leave the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Speak soon.